Proclamation Number 0438 of 28th of May, 1938. Flowers. Transformation of the Beings. Work of creation. Accept the garden of the Lord as one of his dearest creations. The flowers in say oversized number and kinds point you to the Lord's immeasurable power and love of creation. As often as a being embodies itself, a form is conditioned by the will of God, in which this being can dwell and work. In the same way also all the beings, to whom the power of God has made a visible work of duty, are again and again brought into forms, according to the activity determined for them. That now thousands and thousands of such beings have an exceedingly short lifespan, has its justification in the fact that everything in the world must exist simultaneously. The destructive urge on the other hand, however, again causes a permanent change of these. But since no concrete destruction of a being can take place, it must necessarily embody itself again and again in another form. Therefore the rapid change in nature. The eternal emergence and passing of all living beings. All heliotrophic plants embody the beings determined by the Father of the universe as carriers of the Spirit of God in the plant kingdom. Such a wonderful shaping of all creatures on earth has become the need of the creative spirit beings that they can manifest themselves in all thousandfold manners and diversities. The all-time task of every being is to enliven the form so long until it itself is matured for the new formation in another form, and with the embodiment in every form also to fulfill the purpose of participating in God's work of creation, even if without will and unconsciously. Continuous reshaping then results in ever higher tasks, and such a being separates itself also ever more from the still clinging force downward. It strives toward the light in every embodiment. And in manifold forms such beings are therefore given the opportunity to proclaim praise and glory to the Lord of creation, because every form is a true miracle. But the human mind, just because it is not able to recognize, often does not even pay attention to these miracles. Whereas the great love of the Lord expressed itself more gloriously than in the manifold design of that which covers the earth over and over. Be it in field and forest, on the mountains or in the valley, be it on the ground or in the air. It is an immense work of God's omnipotence, which the Lord has put on display to mankind, and in the multiplicity of flowers alone lies hidden such a deep meaning that any one of them could occupy man's mind beyond all measure. As humans who carelessly passes them by, you always want to consider that you have not recognized the value of flowers, but that all of you have also gone this way and you have also received your present form only after a long, long struggle. But that you first could only find the connection with the earth through your participation in the work of creation of the Lord through the embodiment in such smallest forms and smallest creatures. Therefore respect in every flower, in every blade of grass the eternal creator of heaven and earth. And respect also the smallest beings, who through their embodiment serve the Lord of heaven and earth. Amen.